house in Chicago's famous Hotel Sherman, we invite your family to join the millions of families from coast to coast to listen to America's favorite, Don McNeil and his Breakfast Club. And here is your Toastmaster, Don McNeil.
Good morning, Breakfast Lovers. Good morning to you. Woke up bright early just now. Hallelujah. First call to breakfast for all of you out there.
America, wake up, Breakfast Club is on the
Well, good morning to you and happy Tuesday
night. Good old Tuesday.
Yeah, good old Tuesday. Well, I tell you, my friends, some of you Breakfast Clubbers sure do listen carefully. And this morning, because we have an audience composed partly of secretaries, this is National Secretaries Week, you know, I'm sure they will listen carefully. Now, there's a fellow named Chuck Atwell down in Abilene, Texas. He's a traveling man, listens in his car, and he wants to know how come I insist that every girl singer we have on this program, a regular or a guest, is a cute little gal. Says, I say that about everyone. He said, don't you ever have one that is just attractive or just pretty and not little? Hi, Anita.
Hi.
Well, you should see Anita. Also, he says that he catches me time after time using the phrases as a matter of fact and well, actually. Well, actually, I guess I do as a matter of fact. But just to please Chuck Atwell today, if anyone here in the audience catches me using either of those phrases this morning, either actually or as a matter of fact, you say so, yell right out here, and I'll have a prize for you. So I'm going to not do it this morning.
I'll do what?
Ah, no. This guy Atwell sent a poem, Texas Ode to Alaska. Says, there's been a lot of talk of late about our newest, biggest state, about their rugged mountain range and vast, uncharted, snowy plains.
Yeah.
Of gold and oil and silver, too, where midnight skies are midnight blue. I'd like to speak of Texas, where we ain't afraid to stick out our nexus. You keep your blubber and your parkas. We like mink from Neiman Marcus. You keep your whale and far-off Nome. We'll take steak in San Antone. Wild quarter horses and pretty women, midday siestas, moonlight swimming. These we have, and they can't be found where there's snow upon the ground. Keep your bears and Klondike gold. Give us diamonds and ranch mink stoles. Save your elk and Kodiaks. We like golden Cadillacs. We're glad you joined the 48, but don't forget the Lone Star State. You may be second, but we love you still. Little old Texas, you ain't over the hill. Very cute. Admire the honesty of some of the people who are here this morning, some of the gang from Morris, Illinois.
Yeah.
Some of these young people, very honest. Like, for example, Lana Gregoin, I think her name is. No, Dick, sit down. Take
all right.
I don't want her close to me at all.
All right.
In fact, where are you, Lana? Well, good. As close to the door as you can get. You know what she ate on the bus? You know what she ate on the bus coming in here?
Yeah.
Potato chips, cookies, bananas, and a peanut butter and bologna sandwich.
Sounds good.
As close to the door as you can get. And that's Nancy Hugas of Morrisville. Do you know what she wrote on her car?
No. I'm afraid to ask.
She wrote, if I knew Frankie Avalon wasn't going to be here, I wouldn't have come. How are you, Dick?
I have the same trouble with my wife and daughter, so don't worry.
And listen to this from Sandy Mateel. Is that the way you pronounce that? Mateel? Huh? Is that the way you pronounce it? How do you pronounce it? Mateel? Yeah. Says, I'm broke. The only reason I came here is because this show is free.
That's the reason we come here.
Yeah.
They'd have had to pay if Frankie Avalon was here.
Such honesty. Well, I'll tell you what, Dick. If you sing a song, even though you're not Frankie Avalon, And if you sing it real pretty, you will inspire five of the members of the class, who will then sing their school song for us.
All right.
Inspire them,
all
will
right.
you, please?
All right.
Here's Dick.
I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I'll give you my heart. I love you, and you alone were meant for me. Please give your loving heart to me, and say we'll never part. I think of you every morning, dream of you every night. Darling, I'm never lonely. Whenever you're inside, I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I've given you my heart. I've given you my heart. I've given you my heart.
Well, that should have inspired these five gals. Where are the five gals that sing? All right, girls, would you stand up, please? We want to hear this beautiful, talented group of little gals sing their class song here. This is very dainty, very beautiful, very inspired. All right, girls.
That's what I inspired.
Not Silent Night, girls. This is your class song, if you please. All right.
We are the sophomores, and we are fun. We are the class of 61. Ay-di-di, I-cause nobody like us. We are the sophomore class. Rah, rah.
Beautiful thing. What do you say, Frankie?
It's wonderful being an inspiration to something like
yes,
that.
Yes, it does your heart good, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yes, very good.
Gives you kind of a warm feeling.
A warm feeling in
down
the pit of my
here,
stomach.
Yeah.
I have often heard Bill Crenna sing that same number.
Have you?
He was in the same class, 1861.
Well, our young lady who's going to sing for you now just graduated from high school a year ago. Now she's doing her scholarship duties at Northwestern University as a result of being Miss Oklahoma and very close to being Miss America. But we're glad she just came close so she could be with us. That is a very cute lavender outfit you have on.
Thank you very much.
It is.
En Pierre.
What?
En Pierre. That's that new style.
Watch your language.
Is that a new style where they wear the babushka around their waist? Whatever it is.
All I got to say is if you tried to have a waistline that high, you'd be in trouble. All right, what are you going to sing for us?
Are you lonesome tonight?
What's that again?
Are you lonesome tonight?
Go ahead and sing, never mind me.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory